Hello everyone, this is Kelly Stein from Coffia, the podcast with a little bit of Brazilian coffee for you. Today we have a very tricky and can be polemic subject. Have you ever heard about specialty Robusta or specialty Conilon?
Your podcast with a little bit of Brazilian coffee. Café.
Well, today our guest, Silvio Leite, he's involved in this movement that lots of people find it awkward or what is that? What the fuck is that? But before we start talking about this, I would like to introduce you Silvio Leite. For sure, you heard this name already. This Brazilian guy, he's working a lot for several years. He's one of the creators of BSCA, the Brazilian Specialty Coffee. He was also, and still is, responsible for the success of Cup of Excellence. For someone who doesn't know Cup of Excellence, I know it's international, but it was born in Brazil. I will soon talk about the history of Cup of Excellence, but not today. And 20 years ago, Silvio was really busy talking about Arabica specialty coffee, and lots of people are calling him crazy. Now, and then BSCA and Cup of Excellence, like the result of this craziness. And now, when everybody's talking about sensorial profiles, new markets for specialty coffee, of course, he's working with that already, but he started talking about specialty Robusta and specialty Conilon. Welcome to Coffia, Silvio. It's really a honor. I'm writing about coffee for 8 years and I'm always learning with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm very happy, Kelly, to be here with you. I was waiting for so long time to be together, to sit together and to be interviewed by you.
Oh my goodness, that's a huge responsibility. It's important for people who have no idea who Silvio Leite is. Can you say about your story with coffee?
I born in Brazil. We start very young in Brazil. I start in a huge export company where I had a chance to learn about qualities mainly for the mainstream. And then a little bit later on, I was transferred to work in Geneva in Switzerland when I had a chance to learn about other producing countries like Colombia, Central America, African countries, Asia countries, producing side where they produce a big range of diversity quality. So that's opened my mind a lot. What was produced in Brazil in that time and what is the potential and understanding more what is the demanding worldwide. This was, I mean, what I did. I dedicate a lot of my life to studying, to learning.
When did you start?
I started in here in Brazil, in the interior of São Paulo, 35 years ago.
Oh my goodness, it's lots of coffee, Mike.
A lot of cup and a lot of good people as well. I always assess that in coffee is involved is a lot of quality, but a lot of good people and a lot of houses open for us. This is a big honor around the world. It's amazing when we visit a producing country as a producer, how is they are proud to receive you, to explain you what they are doing. And I have learned a lot of this experience. And I'm very happy with myself and a few other colleagues. I could study more and bring back some more kind of recognition for the quality of this producer, what they are doing, and how price recognition for these producers around the world, especially one that join specialty coffee business.
I like to say that the coffee people are the best people. And where are you located right now?
I'm located in Bahia, and in Salvador, Bahia, is a northeast of Brazil. I'm there where I develop a project in the interior of the countryside of Bahia with producers. We export and we search some specialty coffee and export from them, micro lots, small lots. And I do as well, because the Brazilian was demanding my place, I do some specialty coffee only for the town or for the city of Salvador. I do this both business and some consultancy as well. So this is my professional life today.
Oh, I'm tired just to listen. You're a pretty busy man. That's why I'm so happy you're here today. Thank you.
Welcome. It's my pleasure.
It's really interesting you say that, because you're exporting, right?
Yes, I do, but Kelly, mainly, look, a lot of this is very specialty, high demanding quality. They come to Brazil and they want to do and to do really very good in coffee, but very good people as well. So when these people come, I like to introduce the producers, show them how they are producing natural, pulped natural, kind of fermentation, how they improve for the last 15 years or 20 years. So telling all these stories and bring this valorization customization for them in price and quality is amazing. It's nice. So this is mainly what I do. And now I open a little bit and I search some coffee as well in Minas, as I mean the biggest state in Brazil where we produce coffee, as well in Espírito Santo, that is new demand. It's something that is born in, it's very pretty new discovery coffees in Brazil.
I asked you if you're exporting because I recorded recently a podcast with Carlos Brando and the title is What You Should Know About Brazilian Coffee. And he was just explaining the misconceptions about our coffee here in Brazil. And some days after that, I was invited for an American podcast. The name is Keys to the Shop. And Chris DeFerio, hi Chris, he interviewed me for more than 1 hour talking about Brazilian coffee. And I'm receiving lots of emails asking about our origins. But I'm just a journalist, you know? Yeah. So if you're interested to know origins in Brazil, Silvio Leite is the guy. He knows. If he doesn't have the coffee, he knows the person who produces that. So I will leave your email in this episode. If you're curious, go to the website where I leave all the description, his contacts and everything.
It would be great. It would be my pleasure if I can answer all the questions. If I can't, I found someone or a director of someone that can help us, but it would be my pleasure to help.
It's funny because people are sending me email asking me some samples. Green coffee samples. Say, well...
Oops.
So I'm going to forward these emails to you straight.
Welcome. You can send to me.
As I mentioned to you earlier, Robusta has been considered to be the very poor cousin of the Arabica. But today, the coffee industry is beginning to understand and accept that the interesting taste profile of the Robusta is quite different from the Arabica. The Robusta has a different taste profile and chemical properties. It adds a different depth and dimension to the coffee cup. It has different properties in the coffee cup, and it provides a different taste experience to the coffee consumer. Of course, to appreciate the finer nuances of the Robusta, the consumer must be open and daring to a very unique and distinctive experience.
Now that everybody knows who Silvio Leite is, let's talk about this weird subject. Specialty Robusta or Specialty Conon, is there such a thing?
That's true. But look, Kelly, let's come back a little while ago, like 20 years ago, when we started doing some promotion and we created BSA. In fact, it was 25 years ago. No one could believe that Brazil could produce Arabicas good quality. So when they start to be in front of some good quality, they ask, what? This is from Brazil? Silvio, come on. I know you.
You're tricking me.
Yeah. And then they start to, as a friend, and they want to support, they buy a few bags or a container. But then the delivery was better than they thought and the quality was consistent. Okay, let's do it again. And we start to change the image and the way how people treat Brazilian Arabica coffees. But this takes time. So in my point of view, we are in front again, a big challenge for Robustas, where I can show for the world. And I ask for, especially for the coffee community, just to not say, no, this is impossible. Try. Let's work and let's have an open mind to understand this new generation of Robustas, Conilons, what they are providing. Because these Robustas is not that one that is fully bitterness and dirty or just wood taste. And unclean, it has much more inside.
But let's understand since the beginning, how did you get involved with Robusta?
This was a while ago, during the exporting time, and for the big exports when I worked for them. In Brazil with Conilons, very normal ones. But then when I was, like I said, to work in Geneva, the company imported a lot of Robustas. And in that time, in beginning times, they asked, Silvio, how did you feel about this cupping for Robusta? I said, what? I didn't cup. But cupping Robustas? And no, it's important. Then, like 30 years ago, I started to dedicate a lot to cupping Robustas, to understand the Conilons, to understand from Uganda, that is a really beautiful ones, the Indian ones, the Indonesians, and all the African ones. And then I could notice it has a lot of different flavors. They are not all the same. And it has different applications. And very interesting. But in the case of Cunilon, it's hard to say, but was one of the worst ones. So it's, I should say, has a lot of space to improvements.
It's funny you say that, because people believe that Robusta and Cunilon is the same thing.
Yeah, it's a kind of Robustas. Robusta is the main varietal, but the species, but the varietals of Cunilon is not grow in many different places, mainly in Brazil. So this is why Cunilon was the range wild in Brazil.
So we produce Cunilon.
Cunilon. Our varietal is Cunilon here.
In Espírito Santo, Rondônia.
And Bahia.
Great. So, but the specialty Cunilon is pretty new in your life.
These new ones, the new flavors is completely new ones. But I think it's completely new for everyone. No one before cup these Cunilons that is harvesting cherries, processed well, cleaning, washed, and then after wash the is fermentation. No one that I saw before was have cup this coffee before.
Where these producers are doing this work?
This for first part of the project was doing by Instituto Federal of Espírito Santo, Venda Nova do Imigrante, and Professor Lucas, Professor Aldemar, all the people involved, they started the pilot. And they are improving this, and they select a few growers to make this experimental. And these few growers receive a lot of information, how to harvest, how to process, and how to make the fermentation. And then they took these results, the samples, the quality, and we start submitting to different companies, to different cuppers, to see and to listening what they are thinking about these coffees. So what was impressing is how was the good result coming from all these professional cuppers.
I talked to these researchers last year during Cup of Excellence, and they explained that they organized their experiments in two phases. First, the challenge was convince these producers to apply good practices in post-harvest. It meaning take all the knowledge that we have with Arabica and I apply to Robusta.
Starting this point. It's a good point to start. It's a different varietals, but different way, but it's coffee. So, and I can use all these methodology, start improving. Like even for a dryer. The dryer before in Cunilons, even the temperature was like up to 60 degrees Celsius. That was pretty high. For the Arabicas, before was like 45, and then we learned that all this was completely wrong. I need to do something 30, 35. So in Robusta, after these first experimental things, I'm sure that the producers involved, the researchers, they will be taking the best way how to start improving. And when I have more and more people involved, a lot of very smart people start to give good suggestions, and we start to improvement. I'm happy for the first step, but until now, very few people, few cuppers know what they are producing. Most people, they don't know what you are talking about. So this takes time until we producing more people take the analysis, more people had a chance to enjoy, and then see, this quality is consistent. How I can buy? How I can ship?
Wait, I interrupt you because I want to finish the talk that I have with these researchers. The second phase is applying fermentation techniques to these lots. It's funny to say that because basically they are just treating Cunilon beans as with the same respect that they do with Arabica.
That's true.
So I could see also all the equipment and machinery, dryers and wet mill, everything. They are just bringing from Arabica.
All the same.
And the quality staff is just wow.
Yeah, jump the wall.
But usually, so they apply this fermentation that is in vogue with Arabicas and they are making tests, but they didn't have great results. So last year, I'm really interested about this subject because I was there with you. So just for you to understand, right after Cup of Excellence, Espírito Santo State organized like a special specialty Conilon mission. I was there because I'm a journalist, so my role is to listen to news stories. But I didn't believe much about this great coffee. So, and Silvio Leite was there, say, okay, this guy, where he touches, it turns to gold. So let's see what he needs to talk. And it was pretty interesting because there were some Cup of Excellence judges, meaning experienced professional buyers trying those samples. It was, I think there were 11 samples, right?
11 samples, true.
Can you describe the whole experience? The meaning, there is even a name for this project, right?
Yes. It's a Robusta quality coffee for the world. Or specialty coffee, Robusta quality for the world. Could you imagine how was the impact even here
exactly.
For my colleagues? For Silvio, are you crazy?
Well,
guys, look, 20 years ago, the people talked to me about it like this way as well. So that's true. But I believe a lot that we can step by step to improve. And come back to your question, the project was, we kept many samples. But then, as we have the group of judges, where you are involved.
I was there just curious because I'm not a professional cupper, okay?
But then we select 11 samples that has different characters in cupping where they could, because I could not taste it, like 20 samples or 30 samples was my shot. We elect 11 different ones by characteristics of mouthfeel, flavor, cleanness, bitterness. And then electing this coffee, we submit to the judges, but they don't have it to give scores. Try to describe if they like or don't like, if they could be used, and what they found it inside as flavor. And this was the exercise. And was some international cuppers, some national cuppers if you have very, very high reputation in acknowledgement. And for my interest and very interesting the results, the people enjoy. Some of the results come with like a description for Arabicas, very clean. Even for a robust score, one of the judges gave 92 points. That impressed the people. No, come on, how? Look, guys, have you had this coffee before? Have you had a chance to cup this before? No one has this. So, and has space for this project to developing more, for us to learn more and put this lots in front of more companies and cuppers. So this what is coming next for this crop.
It's important to mention that we cannot compare sensorial profile with Arabica. They are two different things, right?
That's true. Two different words.
So the SCA points doesn't apply?
No, does not apply, but has a cupping form for Robustas that has more and interesting interactions for you to understand the Robusta. So in that time, I do not use cupping forms because I wish to listening people more free mind, not
I
to
see.
Ask to be scared how to use the cupping form. So let me, because they are professional cuppers. They understand flavors. So let's see the mouthfeel. Is it heavy or too light?
Is it clean?
How is the bitterness? That is one of the key points in this. How bitter it is? Is a positive one or negative one? So all these points and the aftertaste could remain clean, transparent, or has some little flavor like barley. It has a little bit of this flavor that is a very interesting one. The people enjoy, but was trying to understand. But later on, the same coffee, we had a chance to cup in espresso with another roasting, and the people start to cupping, and they couldn't notice that was 100% Robusta coffee in espresso.
Oh.
And then, like the bowl for
Jordan.
Jordan.
Yes, from Bulgaria.
And Jordan for Silva. Come on. I'm very impressed with these results. I wish to have this in my coffee shops around the European countries because I never take this one. But I want even to give recognition for this. I want to be part of this project. So, this is kind of reaction that's completely reminding my time when we start Cup of Excellence, when they start BSCA. The people could not believe. And this was making us more encouraged to believe in the project. So take time, but I'm sure that you'll be improving.
Can you list the sensorial profile that the judges listed?
They have a few different ones, but mostly it was the cleanest. And then, because some, I think they describe like like Arabicas because they think that has some vanilla.
I see.
It then has some chocolate taste, but should not have, in fact, to have. But it has a free cupping, but
okay,
at least like a bergamot. Then has some caramels, but should not be in this coffee,
exactly,
theoretically. But they describe of this. So, but for this, I wish to make some more exercise to have some more vocabulary, how to give the descriptions for, because the coffee is really clean. It's different. So anyhow, I can use. And then I did some experience myself to use like 20% Arabicas, just to have some play. Because, I mean, I wish to give some coffees for the people to enjoy. And I make some blend as well. And the results, again, surprise, because the people couldn't understand which is which. Has much more Arabica or has much more Robusta? So, in fact, the people wish to have behind a cup of coffee pleasure,
yes,
enjoy.
Yes, exactly.
So, and I think it's also opportunity for these growers, a lot of thousands of small growers that wish to improve the quality and change their lives, even selling a little bit better in quality and better in price, have some more recognition quality. I think it started at this point for they make this improvement, and the industry, the coffee buyers, give some recognition for them for the quality that they are improving and doing better.
Is the issue of good taste in coffee so black and white as to say 100% Arabica coffee is always 100% good, and by extension, anything containing Robusta is always bad? Why does Robusta have such a poor reputation? Well, the answer might surprise you. Nearly all Robusta coffee consumed worldwide is sold as a commodity. It's sold on exchanges, much like a C-contract Arabica, only with 10 times the amount of allowed defects per sample. Unlike Arabica, there has historically been no quality differentiated specialty market for Robusta. So Robusta farmers have no opportunity to receive higher premiums for any effort in improvement, and as a result, don't feel the need to take extra effort or make additional investment to improve the quality of their crops. In recent years, a small number of enterprising farmers have blazed a new trail by treating their Robusta coffee like the best Arabica coffee farms. They use best cultivation practices, they're empowering their workers, investing in new technology, and paying careful attention to the details that are necessary to reduce defects in their coffee. The market for these coffees as of yet is still small, but growing, and a small number of roasters and buyers are shedding Robusta superstitions and using these coffees in the applications where they truly excel.
I know that in London there is a coffee shop. They serve only specialty Robusta. The name is The Black Sheep. I was never there, but some people are telling good stuff. And my question is, do you think there is a market for that?
Again, let's see this experience with the Arabicas. We improve a lot post-harvest. We improve a lot in fermentation. It has thousands of things even to do. But look, when I started doing this, a lot of other professional, new cuppers, new people, they start doing a lot of different things. I guess for Robusta, when it take more and more people involved, another teams, another mind, they can do that. Like they told me in Brazil, Silvio, why we do not use this for more, to have more caffeine? Because the people that is doing physical exercise, academy, all this gym, they want to do some more power thing, but in natural products. Why you cannot supply from this coffee? Look, is it new opportunities?
Yes, yes.
That's coming to the for these people.
Interesting. And you told me in a previous conversation about some countries that rather get this kind of coffee than very acid Arabicas, right?
True. Look, mainly for the cup of excellence, the competition is deriving for the coffee that most has medium to high quality acidities, but in a good way. And Robusta has no acidity involved. But when I take a view for the worldwide, we still have countries that is not too much involved yet with cup of excellence. And looking for this is countries that wish and like, maybe because they start for a long time using Robustas, but they have some tradition to use Robustas, like Italy, like France, like Portugal, like Spain. And the question is, could Brazil, with this new generation of specialty or high quality Robustas, attend more more demand is for these countries, should be interesting. So it should be really interesting to have this question answer for the futures. We don't know yet.
If someone who is listening now in our conversation, they would like to try some Brazilian specialty cannelloni, where can find?
Good question. I may suggest to have a contact of the Instituto Federal do Espírito Santo, the campus of Venda Nova do Imigrante, with Dr. Professor Lucas, as well a few others producers that they can nominate them where they could ask for samples for this first experience.
I'm aware that Fazenda Venturini is doing that, right?
That's true. That's true. Is one of the suppliers that I'm sure that can send samples, and if you the buyers want to have some more few bags or a lot.
I'll leave in this post all the contacts of Fazenda Venturin, the researcher Lucas Lousada, and this kind of research demands some financial right support. So maybe it's not developing as fast as we would like to because it's missing. It's all the government of State of Espírito Santo who is helping, right?
That's right. So they are waiting, or they are making some projects to have some more money to improve and continue this research. I should say that Evair Vieira de Mello, who is now in the congressman, is involved, and he's very helpful because he came as he was a copper like myself and a lot of my colleagues, and he fully understand the demand and the importance of this project for the country, especially for Espírito Santo, and he's working hard to have some more budget available to support this project.
Yeah, but they are open for the private financing too, right?
That's true. That you'll be very welcome. I guess when the people arrive and start to have this, it will be very helpful. I should say that even I suggest, I do some equality consultants, and I suggest as well for one of the biggest roasting company in Brazil, if they wish to make some project together to quality of cannelloni improvements. Better say, including the coffee produced cannelloni by women in the farm. And they are very interesting.
Nice.
So I can say the name, that is Cafés Três Corações. They are analyzing the chance to have this project stand for these people where they can have results and as some inputs and tips how to improve quality, and then buy this quality that is improving to support them financially.
This is really interesting because we are talking about domestic market.
Domestic market for a huge company that is not approved yet, finally, but the idea and the concept is a company that is invited to be part of this.
They are
project.
Interested to listen, at
yes,
least.
Yes, they are open to listen. This is great.
Yes.
This is great.
Yeah. And to wrap it up, I would like you to list some challenges and possible solutions. Main challenge, what is that?
I think the main challenge is keep the budget to continue the project. The second one, I should say, suppose that the first one is answered. The second one is make more consistent quality, to prove ourselves that you are able to improve. And then, consequently of the second, the third one is we had a chance to search in international market, beside of the internal market, international to the coffee fairs, coffee shows, who can use this specialty coffee. I think all these three steps is our biggest challenge right now.
What about developing like a way to analyze sensorially this coffee? Because it's completely different.
Yeah, but it's part of this step. Because when you put together more and more cuppers from different parts of the world, and they will become with a lot of input and a lot of descriptions, and then you have a proper cupping form to describe and to make the analysis for this coffee. Again, I think that should be something with 0 to 100 points, and probably we can use a lot of the experimental things that we had in Arabicas to transfer in different attributes, but the concept a lot. Like you use for coffee, a lot of things that we learn in wine. When the wine industry help us a lot to understand it, to improving the analysis, the cupping, the system. So it's different products, but it's connected in many different ways.
Bitterness is good or bad for cannelloni, specialty cannelloni?
Bad bitterness is one that is a bit aggressive. Is one that bothers you. It's not enjoyable. The good bitterness is a dopamine is part of this, the character of the... So you have a positive and negative points for the same attribute. So the negative one is that it was really bad. It's not transparent.
It doesn't feel good.
Yeah. And the good one that, okay, this is what they are looking for. And someone even described a little bit like acidic, but we could not prove that it's acidity. It's part of the bitterness, still part of the bitterness.
Oh. Salty attribute. Is it good or bad?
It's bad. Yes, okay. Because it's salty. When it's just a little, sometimes you cannot touch too much. But when it's too much, it's something that is not pleasurable. It's not pleasant. So this is why salt is much more in a negative way. When you're missing salt, probably is much more clean. I should not say that too much, but it's a little bit more going to the sweetness side, the opposite way.
It's funny because when we analyze commodity Arabica and specialty Arabica, it's completely different. It's another mindset. Do you believe with specialty Robusta or Canelon, the same thing will apply?
The same thing, in the same way. Because mostly, now, they're using Robusta for what? For low cost and to decrease the price in the blends. Can we think that you can do something different, improving quality, and even use Robusta for a good quality blends? And has this marked with the capsules that has a different of a new flavors, and the people wished sometime more something stronger impact, and Robusta support that. Could not be a good idea. So we have to study more, understand more. And it's a great opportunity for everyone to learn how to produce, how to process, and then...
And how to taste it.
How to taste it. That's true. Great.
Thank you very much.
Welcome, my darling.
Coffee, 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 co